All right, on this episode of Bouks Talkin' Bouts, excited to be talking to an individual who had a quite the intriguing bantamweight title defense at BFL 77, which transpires on June the 9th. We have Ali Wazook and Siri City getting out there to test skills. Very excited to see Siri defend that title and just all the machinations of this rematch. And great having Siri back on the show. How's everything going there, man?
It's good, brother. It's good. Just getting ready for the flight there, and getting ready for the big moment.
And I sort of mentioned that kind of from the top, just the fact that this is a rematch and everything like that. Like, what were your thoughts when this rematch came your way? I mean, maybe not necessarily a surprise, being that he's like BFL's number one ranked bantamweight contender, but what was the, I guess, initial set of thoughts?
Yeah, he's gone since we fought. He's gone 2-0. You know, he's won two fights against two top guys there in BFL. So he's earned his shot again. For me, you know, I wasn't even happy with the performance I had with him the last fight. So this was just an opportunity to go back in there, do it again, do it better this time, do it more violently this time, and do it in front of you know, the UFC. Hopefully, you know, the UFC Vancouver card, all the eyes in that city that week. It's just a big opportunity for me, so I couldn't pass it down. And he was the guy. He was the guy in line. So that's the fight we took.
Yeah, for sure. And you touched on something interesting. Like, obviously, this specific fight in the card overall definitely important in its own right. But like we're saying, a bigger part of like a big weekend for, I mean, really just Canadian MMA in general. And from what I understand, there's going to be certain UFC brass at this event. I would think that that part of it would excite you in a certain sense.
Yeah, for sure. I love big moments like this. I really find that I like the more the pressure, the more the eyes, the better I perform. So like, I want to put myself in these high you know, high stress, high moments, these big moments, because I find like I perform better, man. Like, honestly, like the bigger the fights, the more I do these main events, the more I do these title fights, the more I realize, man, like, under the spotlight, I'm a performer at heart, and I get to perform under these lights, and it really excites me, and it makes me perform better than ever.
Yeah, and I was seeing something, I think it was from the BFL Instagram account, where it was saying you were looking to potentially be the 12th fighter from the roster and the 4th BFL champion this year to compete either on, you know, Contender Series or outright with the UFC. So to that point, I would think that there's a certain precedent that's been set. Like, it seems like the focus on the Canadian MMA scene, and specifically BFL, is kind of evident as of late.
Yeah, I mean, they are the, you know, the oldest, longest promotion out there, and it fits in perfectly because, you know, they came to Vancouver, so obviously the eyes are going to be for BFL, and that's what I mean. This is such a big opportunity. Again, all eyes on me kind of moment, and I'm just excited that I get to do this opportunity and perform, man. It's just, again, I'm just so excited to go out there and just showcase my skills. You know, it's I've been getting these wins, and I think it, like, this is where all the preparation, all the time, all the time is just coming down, and this is gonna be my moment.
Yeah, for sure, and definitely more questions I have with this next fight coming up, but I feel like I'd be remiss if I didn't at least briefly touch on the last one, just cementing yourself as, you know, the BTC bantamweight champion. And you talk about, you know, being under the lights and really wanting to showcase yourself in these high pressure situations, just fighting a guy like Wolell Watson, and, I mean, never mind fighting him, but getting a huge emphatic first round finish. Like, what were the main takeaways from that one, because that seemed like an important bout for you?
Yeah, I mean, main takeaway was that I not only am I at the level to fight the best guys, but like, I can crush these best guys. Like, I went in there, man, I'm like, honestly, like, to be honest, I went in that fight so injured, man. So, like, I tore my cartilage, like, a week before that fight, and I was so messed up. Like, I literally, all I can do is box. But I still had that confidence that I was like, yo, I'm going to crush this guy. And that's exactly what happened. And no one actually knows that. But, like, it was just, again, it was such a moment. It was such an opportunity. I wasn't going to let it by. But this fight, I'm walking in so healthy, feeling so good. So I'm, like, just excited to see what my potential is going to be.
Well, that's very intriguing to get that bit of insight, because, like, when we were talking ahead of that last fight, the operative wording was you were aiming for peak performance. And I mean, at least through the lens of like a bystander, I would say you achieved that, but it's just especially impressive in the context of you were going into that one injured. Does that like impart a certain level of confidence or something extra in what you bring to the table? I would think it would, at least.
Yeah, it, you know, it was just, I just really believe in myself, man. I believe in my skills, and I find my mind is bulletproof these days, man. I'm putting so much focus onto the mental part of the training, just all the things I'm learning about myself and about how much this sport is mental, and that's why I think I do thrive in these big moments. But and even going in there and winning the fight the way I did with an injury like that, it was hard for me to get out of bed the day of the fight, literally it would hurt to cough. But I knew, man, like I had a bulletproof mindset, and I knew I was gonna go in there and I'm gonna still win this fight. And after that win, it really, really cemented in my brain that, hey, man, like I belong in the top level and I can do this. And now I'm coming in so healthy, so fresh, and I'm just excited to see what I can do.
Yeah, I mean, definitely an exciting opportunity to, you know, be able to do that and everything. And this is an intriguing fight in a lot of regards because, I mean, you guys fought, I mean, enough ago. I mean, you guys were fighting in December of 2021 there, but just where both of you guys are at in your career, I would think that each of you has just grown really leaps and bounds since that first one. Like, you kind of addressed it a bit earlier, like talking about what he's done since the first fight. And I guess this is a bit of a two-parter, but like, what would you say the biggest discernible differences are between yourself and Ollie heading into this rematch here?
I think number one, yeah, he's got better for sure, man. Like he's a true martial artist. He puts in the work. He's got his wins, but I've just got so much better since that last fight, man. Like even watching that fight with my coach after we sat back, we watched it. Like I wasn't impressed with my performance. I wasn't happy with how I performed. We went back to the drawing board, and like I treated that fight like a loss. You know, even though I won, I treated it like my mindset was like, okay, what do I have to do to get better? Let's act like I lost this fight. What do I do to get better? And I think the biggest difference between me and Ali is just like the level of guys I'm training with here, man, in Ontario. Like, I'm not the top dog. I make sure I'm training with guys that are consistently giving me hard looks, you know, hard rounds. I'm always looking for that next level. I'm never comfortable. I put myself into as much uncomfortable situations as I possibly can. I push myself so hard. I want to break myself so many times in the gym that when it's time to fight, I can't be broken, right? And like, I really feel this camp, I left no stones unturned, nothing unturned. I did every possible thing, including my diet, my recovery, my training, my mindset. I didn't mess around at all. I made sure that every stone was unturned, and that I'm going to be ready for this opportunity. And like, again, he says that, you know, it's going to be a different version of himself, and I hope it is, because I need that challenge. I need somebody that pushes me to a level that I haven't been in yet, and that's where I'm going to really shine, and that's where I'm going to be able to perform. If he shows up the same way he showed up last time, this fight's going to be a breeze. But I'm hoping he's going to come back. He's going to come in stronger. He's going to come in better. Because it's only gonna make me better. The harder the opponent, the more I'm gonna perform, the better I'm gonna perform. So I'm hoping he comes at his best version.
Yeah, I get what you're saying, and perhaps I'm not necessarily accurate in presuming this, but I mean, the first fight being your first defense of that BFL title and looking to defend it now for the third time within that promotion, and as I mentioned, getting some hardware in another company, does that championship experience really add something to what you bring to the table? And I mean, you talk about the mindset, and like anytime we've always talked, you very much have that laser focus, but is there a compounding sense of benefit to like getting in that experience as the champion and getting in deeper into that run, if that makes sense?
Yeah, no, for sure, right? I mean, like just being the champion, right? Like my fight after, I got to do five-minute rounds with Austin Russell, right? Got that 25 minutes of cage time, and man, I felt like I could do 10 5-minute rounds after that fight. Like, you know, like I built my confidence knowing that I have 25 minutes of gas where I can push 100% the whole time. I've been in these big moments. I've been in the spotlight. I've been the main events. You know, I've done all these things, and I love it, man. I've learned that I love this shit. I love to perform. And yeah, I feel like just being this champion, defending my belt again, I have an advantage for sure in the experience and the confidence.
Yeah, I mean, that definitely comes across, but you were talking about some of the great work you've been able to get. Like, I saw you specifically with TJ Laramie at BTC, and he's got a fight coming up. But, I mean, Ontario MMA has, like, really emerged as, you know, such a hotbed in the last few years. I mean, the talent was always there, but it's become more evident on, I think, a broader level since then. So I guess to that point, who are some of the other people you've been, I guess, predominantly working with ahead of this one?
Yeah, I mean, I've trained with, like, literally the best guys, like, you know, TJ, I got a bunch of work with him this camp. Mike Malott, who's on the Vancouver card, you know, we were doing lots of sessions together Mondays and Tuesdays. Then I'd be at Top Team training with like T-Shay, Cody, Josh Hill, right, sparring with him. Like, I was like, legit, man, like the best guy. If you like look at the Tapology rankings, I'm training with the best guys, like legit the best guys, and all these guys are pushing me and I'm pushing them, and we're all growing so strong together. But yeah, like that's a big one, man, just like getting guys that well, man, like really like such high level guys that I get to work with. It's not only built my game but built my confidence as well.
Yeah, and that's such a good point. I think everybody just really lifts everybody up. I mean, regardless of, you know, weight category, like I know you were specifying like the people kind of closer to you, but I mean, just really a lot of those gyms just reads like a who's who, especially considering some of the different promotions there with like different like ranked Bellator fighters and UFC fighters, etc. So I mean, I would think that would pay dividends to yourself, but it really seems to just like help the collective. Like there seems to be a good strong, you know, group sentiment among all the different fighters through like Southern Ontario and whatnot.
100%, man. Like I like they say, you know, iron sharpens iron, man. Like that's literally it, bro. Like I'm surrounding myself with the best guys, and we're all just getting better together. And that's exactly what's been happening in this Ontario scene of MMA, man. That's why we go out to BC and we win. You know, Xavier too. Look at Xavier coming out, right? Another BFL champ, takes the belt. Mateo from, you know, like. Also from out here, I think we're as higher level guys here, man. And we go out there, we take their belts, and we come back to Ontario.
Yeah, for sure. And I mean, obviously not overlooking this fight, but we're talking about the UFC being the next day. Like, do you have any plans to be there live at the card, or not so much?
Not so much, honestly, man. Like, I try to go, but the tickets are so pricey. I had an option to get a few tickets. But I'm just with such a big group of people that I'm going to be with, man, that, like, we didn't have enough tickets for everyone. So I'm just going to hang out with everybody, and then we're going to meet up with all the fighters. You know, we got Jasmine and Michael fighting on that card. So we'll meet up with them after, watch the fight somewhere nice. But, yeah, I wanted to make sure I'm with everybody, you know, not just go by myself or just with one person.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, all fair points for sure. And, yeah, some great fights to be taken in either way, but I guess something I kind of wanted to get your insights on, because you're someone who, like, very much in, like, a results kind of sense, like, you get a lot of those emphatic kind of highlights, but you seem very measured and never necessarily, like, chasing or forcing anything in the finish. Like, do you have a certain visualization for how you see this fight going? Like, obviously, you'll be adaptable for whatever might happen, but do you have a certain, I guess, maybe predominant visualization as to how this fight ends here?
Yeah, there's a lot of different ways I can see myself finishing the fight, but I think the biggest takeaway from all this is going to be that I'm just going to break him with pressure. I'm going to break him with pressure, and I'm just going to, you know, it's like, think like I'm just going to ice pick my way to this victory. I'm just going to pick away, and I don't know when he's going to break, but at some point he's going to break. It might be one round, it might be two rounds, it might be three rounds, but I will break him eventually, so... That's my mentality this fight. Just ice pick this dude till he breaks. There's a lot of different ways I can finish this fight. I have weapons. I think every single limb of my body is dangerous. My elbows, my knees, my kicks, my punches, my submissions. Like I literally think I can finish him with any part of my body. So I'm just going to pick away. And, you know, like the opportunity will present itself. I'll never force it. But when it does, I'll take that opportunity.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, this is a very... intriguing matchup for sure, and I appreciate you giving such great insights ahead of this rematch on what is, like I was saying before, a very consequential fight in a big weekend for Canadian MMA, and I guess specifically like the BC kind of scene and whatnot. But I do want to be mindful of your time and the fact that you're, you know, cutting weight just with this interview being in such close proximity to the fight. Very much appreciate you, you know, making that time, but curious if there's maybe a final parting thought you might want to add as we're kind of wrapping up here, Siri.
Yeah, just, I mean, if anything, like, I just want, like, whoever's listening, guys, like, just check out this fight. This is going to be a big fight. I'm excited. I hope Ali brings out the best version of himself, because when he brings the best version of himself, it's going to bring out the best version of me. And it's going to be a big moment, and I know I'm going to shine through this moment. And yeah, just check it out, and yeah, let's kill it this fight.
Yeah, and I imagine the tickets are probably sold out to the event, but if anyone's in the immediate area and can find a way to go, you know, check that out. Definitely something I would encourage to do. I mean, BFL always putting on a great product there. So for people in the Vancouver area, try to finagle something there. But if you're not in the immediate area, can check that out June 9th on UFC Fight Pass. And yeah, to reiterate, thanks so much for the time ahead of this big fight at BFL 77, man. Always good getting to chat a little bit, and looking forward to, you know, checking out this one. You have a good rest of your day there, man.
Yeah, I really appreciate you, man. Thank you for taking the time as well.